This is 7AD. Concert in the Vines coming up this weekend. Two shows, Saturday and Sunday, headlined by the Black Sorrows and Kate Sobrano, with some local acts as well. Here's Joe Camilleri, the Maltese Falcon. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks. You know, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, we've had everything that everyone else has had. I'm in pretty good shape. Looking forward to it. You know, it's a nice part of the world. So, you know, I haven't seen Kate for a while, so that'll be nice to sort of team up with her. And it should be fun. It's a nice, as I said, a lovely part of the universe.
It's beautiful. And we're forecasting a bit of rain, unfortunately, for Saturday. But it's undercover, so your equipment's not going to blow up and you're not going to get electrocuted, hopefully, touch wood.
Thank you very much.
Actually, have you ever been electrocuted on stage?
I have. I've had a few nasty little shocks, but no, normally not because of weather. It's normally, you know, human error.
Yeah.
The last time I was just doing a gig and I switched the amp on and it took me to the other end of the stage.
Is that right?
And, you know, and I've done that a couple of times in my studio, you know, and that put me on my bum.
Hey, I've been listening to St. George's Road. I haven't listened to the entire album yet, but I'm going through it. And the tracks, I love the title track, St. George's Road.
Thank you.
A beautiful song.
Yeah, it comes from a beautiful place, you know. And I think they're always the lovely songs to sing. You know, it celebrates life. In a certain kind of way, you know, when your loved ones pass on and, you know, they're not forgotten, you know.
Mm.
It's a joyous song, you know, it tells a sad tale, but it's a joyous song.
Yeah, some beautiful acoustic guitar and just, we'll play it in a second now. Listeners can have a listen. It's 19 albums now, is that right, for the Black Sorrows?
Yeah, I think it was my 50th release. I don't really know. I think I've got more than that, but it doesn't matter anyway. You're probably right. You know, it's been a fun ride so far. You know, there's peaks and valleys everywhere, and sometimes you can't hit a home run other times. Because you're out there writing songs, and you think you've got a fistful of really great songs to make a recording, and you're excited by that. You know. Sometimes those sort of things fall over, but with this one is, I think there's been a lot of goodwill for this album. You know, it's still in the it got to number one 3 times on the ARIA Roots and Blues charts, and it's still there after nearly 6 months. You know, still in the top 10. That kind of says that there are people that are interested in the record and they're enjoying it.
Mm. You mentioned 50 releases there, so that includes all your albums and EPs and things you've done, you know, right through Black Sorrows and JoJo Zepp and all that.
No, just albums.
Yeah, right. 50
and,
albums.
You know, there's a couple of best ofs in there, but mainly all pretty much different albums. So you just make them and you keep going. You know, it gives me a lot of joy. And after writing 400 or 500 songs, it's always. You kind of know yourself pretty well, and you're looking for the inner self a lot more, you know.
Rolling Stone, they've given you living legend status. Now, yeah. Rolling Stone, you know, obviously the old magazine and nowadays online, they don't muck about. They don't hand these things out easily. So, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. I wish it would have come with $1 million check.
Well, yeah. You know, that's something to hang on the wall at least.
You know, it's a privilege, you know, and when you get an ARIA or something like that, you sort of feel that, you know, people are respecting what you're trying to achieve, and then you just got your head down and bum up and you carry on. You know, it's nice to be recognised in that way. You know,
so
I don't like to look back too much, and I don't like to think about that. You know, I like to think what tomorrow's going to bring more so than what yesterday gave me.
Good quote. Good philosophy. So your show's at Ghost Rock. Well, there, I'll just let listeners know, there are a few extra tickets that have been released for Saturday's show, okay, but they're like on the grass. They're not premium seats, so that's for Saturday. And then there's good tickets available for Sunday in all sections. So will you have the full Blacks? I mean, the Black Sorrows is sort of, you know, people have come and gone over the years.
Yeah,
so,
well, it's been, when the Falcons finally split up, we split up in Tasmania, by the way, but when we finally decided to call it a day, my thing was, well, if I start another band, it's got to be a little bit more elastic, you know. And once a member is not up to the task, or they don't want to be involved, or don't want to be there anymore, it's not worth it for anybody for them to be there and you know, put up with whatever it is that they don't like. You know, we're at the moment we're a 5-piece band, and we've been like this for quite a while. I think what we have at the moment is really sort of organic, and it's the best of what I've got to offer.
So you'll be playing the new songs, and then some of the old classics will have to go in for sure.
Yeah. Well, what I normally do is I think the show for me is because I don't have a song list or anything like that. It's about the audience. It's about how do I make the audience feel really great for the period of time that I'm on stage.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily where I am. It's where we are. So we're doing something together. It's that feeling. It's the energy that we have together. And we take that journey together. You know, we surf the wave.
Always great talking to you, Joe. What was that quote you used before about life?
Yeah, I'm more interested in what tomorrow brings instead of what yesterday gave me.
It's a perfect setup for the title track from the Black Sorrows' latest album, St George's Road. And Joe and the Black Sorrows, along with Kate Sobrano and some local acts at Ghost Rock for Concert in the Vines, Saturday and Sunday. Check out the Ghost Rock Facebook and website for info on tickets. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks, Mark.